And the man wondering at her held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. Then Jacob went on his journey, and came into the land of the people of the east. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And he took his brethren with him, and pursued after him 7 days' journey. And they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And he said, Let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go before thee. And Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And they shall hearken to thy voice. And thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and he shall say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews hath met with us. And now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. And they said, The God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness, and sacrifice to the Lord our God, as he shall command us. And they took their journey from Succoth, and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And they took their journey from Elam, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the 2nd month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord. But the man that is clean, and is not in a journey, and forbeareth to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of the Lord in his appointed season. That man shall bear his sin. When he blow an alarm the 2nd time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And there went forth a wind from the Lord and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And they departed from before Pihahiroth, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and pitched in Marah. And they took their journey out of the wilderness of Sin, and encamped in Dophka. There are 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. Turn you, and take your journey, and go to the mount of the Amorites, and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, and in the south, and by the seaside to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. But as for you, turn you, and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then we turned, and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me. And we compassed Mount Seir many days. Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thine hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon and his land. Begin to possess it, and contend with him in battle. And the children of Israel took their journey from Beeroth, of the children of Jechon, to Moserah. There Aaron died, and there he was buried. And Eleazar his son ministered in the priest's office in his stead. And the Lord said unto me, Arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. Wherefore our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spake to us, saying, Take victuals with you for the journey, and go to meet them, and say unto them, We are your servants, therefore now make ye a league with us. And these bottles of wine which we filled were new, and behold, they be rent. And these our garments and our shoes are become old by reason of the very long journey. And she said, I will surely go with thee. Notwithstanding, the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kedesh. And the Lord sent thee on a journey, and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed? And when they had told David, saying, Uriah went not down unto his house, David said unto Uriah, Camest thou not from thy journey? Why then didst thou not go down unto thine house? It came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awaked. Himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him, and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom. And they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey. And there was no water for the host, and for the cattle that followed them. Then Solomon came from his journey to the high place that was at Gibeon, to Jerusalem, from before the tabernacle of the congregation, and reigned over Israel. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, For how long shall thy journey be, and when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. For the good man is not at home, he has gone a long journey. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
Coats, neither shoes nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever, and unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey,
and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And he said unto them, Take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have 2 coats apiece. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the 6th hour. And it came to pass that as I made my journey, and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. Whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. And it may be that I will abide, yea, and winter with you, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. Bring Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey, after a godly sort, thou shalt do well.